right. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win at Atlanta. Just take us through a little bit of your day-to-day and just what it means to be able to take home another victory at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Oh, you know, sorry, I'm supposed to be doing Fox, so I'm going to tell them I'm doing this.
Oh, okay. We're sorry. We'll apologize later.
Yeah. For me, it, you know, this place is pretty special just because of the fact that this is where I got my first win. And, you know, for me coming back here, it brings back a lot of memories. It brings back a lot of things that we didn't really know how to celebrate on that particular day. And, you know, I think as you look at being able to go back and win another race here and celebrate the life of Dale Earnhardt, everything that he meant to our sport in the right way each time that we're able to come here is obviously pretty special for me. And to be able to, you know, win at Atlanta is you know, a lot of fun for me because it's one of my favorite racetracks. So it was a battle today. Car didn't really handle like we wanted it to most of the day. They made some great adjustments at the end of the race and were able to, you know, to get the car right, you know, when it counted there at the end. So got the track position that we needed, you know, to get the inside lane on the restart and the car actually turned and we were able to take the lead from Kyle and get the track position and then just start clicking off laps. So really proud of everybody on our Busch Light Ford.
We will take questions now for Kevin. If you have one, a friendly reminder, just use the raise your hand option in Zoom, or you may use the chat session as well to let us know if you have a question. We will take our first question from Bob Pockris. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, you participated in the driver video that was aired right before the start of the race. A lot of drivers have not wanted to kind of engage in that type of conversation in the past. Why do you think this was the moment for drivers to start addressing these issues?
You know, for me, it's you know, something just has to change. And, you know, I think when you look at what happened in Minnesota, you know, it's disgraceful to everyone. And, you know, to be able to have conversations about things, I'm definitely a person that wants to hear a plan that has actions included in it. And just, you know, try to support each other and do the things that we can do to try to help our communities and, you know, help the conversations, because there's so much that everyone doesn't understand of what we need to do and how we need to do it. But I can tell you that we need change, and, you know, the actions and, you know, from that event in Minnesota, it's just unbelievable that we sit and watch these things happen. And it's just really confusing. It's you know, it makes you confused, mad, you know, not know what to do, where to start, and you know, that's just where a lot of guys you know, talked about it and we started. So, you know, I think it's definitely a step, but there's a lot of work to be done.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Lee Spencer. Lee, go ahead.
Thank you. Kevin, can you reflect on how cathartic that initial win was in Atlanta, what it meant to the team, you know, what it meant to you to finally break through at the top echelon of the sport?
Are you talking about 2001?
I'm talking about 2001, yes.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this. I didn't expect to be there, and we had no idea or any conversations about winning. You know, the week before that, we were celebrating our first top 10. And Delaney and I got married, and we were on the plane ride home with Richard, and he bought his favorite bottle of wine that who knows how much he paid from it, from about 1940-something. He said, if you win, we can drink this bottle of wine. I held him to that one. I know it was painful for him to have to pull the cork on that bottle of wine and you know, to have to open it. But I don't think anybody expected it, you know, to come that soon. We were happy to go to the racetrack and happy to keep RCR going at that particular moment. And for me, it's definitely something that, you know, you didn't really know what to do on that particular day. Lots of emotion. in all kinds of different directions, didn't know how to celebrate, didn't know what to say. And, you know, you look back at all those events and, you know, I was able to celebrate it the right way in 2018 and pay tribute to, you know, how much Dale Earnhardt it meant to this sport, you know, for so many years and, you know, to be able to do that same celebration at the same racetrack 20 years later is, you know, pretty special, you know, for me, just because of the fact that, you know, you don't get the opportunity to do those types of things very often. And now it's, you know, that's the second time we've been able to pay tribute the right way.
And to move up to 12th on the all-time win list for a kid from Bakersfield, could you ever have imagined 51 career wins? I mean, you're a long way to go, but still.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, sometimes I just laugh because, you know, you talk about that list and you talk about the names on it and everything that's happening. And it's just, you know, it's just a situation that you almost just, you shake your head and you're like, man, I can't believe this is happening. So it's pretty crazy to think about that. I tell people all the time that I'm very lucky to drive cars for a living and call it my job. And, you know, to be able to have won so many races, you know, with a couple different teams. And be able to contend. I mean, this winning races is what it's all about, and to be able to do that is something I'm really proud of.
Thanks and congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Jacob Seelman. Jacob, go ahead.
Thanks, Amanda. Congratulations, Kevin. You alluded to how special it is to win at Atlanta, and obviously we know the circumstances behind why it's so special, but because of that, do you put any extra pressure on yourself coming back here, or is it a case where it's almost more relaxing in a way because you guys know you've had the pace here the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's not relaxing at all because everybody expects to win here. So, you know, I think as you come here and lead laps and do the things that we've been fortunate to do, you expect to show up and have a chance to win. And if we don't do that, you know, we're disappointed. With our tail between our legs, you know, and just trying to, sorry, Keelan's chiming in. Let's see what he says. Oh, he hung up. So, you know, it's definitely something that you have to be able to perform here just because the expectations are so high. So you have to control those expectations. You have to, you know, be able to, you know, really, really do what you know you need and communicate. And today we had to communicate a lot because our car was not where we needed it to be. And they did a great job adjusting on the car and getting us where we needed to be.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Zach at the Pocono Record. Zach, go ahead.
Kevin, both here and Fontana seem to be the two most abrasive surfaces on the schedule, and both races so far this year have been pretty strung out. Is that more to do with off throttle time, the tire fall off? Obviously, you guys are sawing on the wheel of both places, but what do you attribute the strung out nature of those races?
I hadn't watched the race, so I don't really know. I can tell you that, you know, the racetrack is very abrasive, and every lap you're you know, to try and keep your car straight and every lap is a challenge. So you want to, sorry, Keelan, I'm doing media right now. There's Keelan in his pajamas. So, you know, it's, I couldn't tell you. I haven't watched.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Okay, our next question will come from Jeff from Empire Sports. Jeff, go ahead.
Hi, Kevin. Congratulations on the win today. Could you describe your relationship with Childers and just the success you guys have been able to build today, especially considering today is Rodney's birthday, a very special day for him?
Yeah, what a birthday present, right? You know, to be able to do the things that we've been able to do and the accomplishments and races. But in the end, we have a great friendship. We have a great relationship, you know, like to help each other as people. And that goes a long ways in the trust factor that is there between Rodney and myself, but not only us, but you know, the team and the engineers and everybody believes in what we're doing with all the work and things that go into putting the cars on the track.
Is the fact that you guys have been able to build such a stable long-term relationship since about 2014, I believe, does that help you guys as you continue to navigate the challenges of social distancing in this new era of racing?
I mean, it's definitely different. You know, obviously I think our experience is something that goes a long ways just because, you know, we have to communicate in a different way, but we also know each other very well. And we know that, you know, when we come to certain racetracks, we have to do certain things because those are things that I like with the car and things that he likes to do with the cars to get there. So, you know, it's definitely different not going to the shop and not being in the hauler and not having all the meetings and conversations and things that go with it. So it's definitely a strange time for sure.
Thank you, Kevin. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you. Take another question from Jim Utter. Jim, go ahead.
Kevin, the shorter schedules, the condensed schedules with no practice and no qualifying, a lot of fans seem to have like taken to it. Maybe it's something that can be used in the future. But both Kyle Busch and Martin Truex talked about the benefit they might have had this weekend if they'd actually had some on-track practice. I wondered if you thought there was still a benefit to at-track practice, and how have you and Rodney navigated the path of not having that?
I would much rather not practice, personally. But, you know, you can definitely have both sides to that equation. You know, I think for me, the benefit is, you know, having an experienced team and being able to get things close is something that our team is really good at. And I think when we get done with all of this and we look at our schedules and we look at our on-track time and we look at our, you know, the way that we qualify and the things that we do, you're going to have to look at it. You're going to have to look at how you function and you know, how you do everything, because it's you know, it's been a success. It's been something that is, it's very different than anything anybody would have ever thought about. And now you're forced to try it. And it really hasn't affected the way that the race looks. It hasn't affected the way that the cars, who runs up front. And so there's just a number of things that I think we have to consider going forward, from not only a cost saving, but just a, you know, time saving, schedule crunching. There's a number of, with all the things that we've done, have created a number of questions.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to end with one final question. This is a question from Jerry Jordan, and I'm going to read his question. His question is just how important it is for you to have our fans be able to return to the racetrack.
Well, look, you know, that's a tough question, because, you know, obviously we all want the fans here, and it's a much better experience with the fans at the racetrack, and we miss having the fans at the racetrack. So, but we're in this kind of catch-22 situation where, you know, you want to keep everybody safe, and we got to understand what the coronavirus looks like and means to big crowds. And so there's a number of questions with a lot of things that are out of our control when it comes to the CDC or the health departments locally, and all the things that they suggest are just, you know, for those big crowds to get together, there's going to have to be some pretty strict guidelines. So it's a tough situation for sure, but we sure miss the fans.
Well, Kevin, congratulations again on the win. You can now officially call Keelan back. We'll let you go. thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you again in Martinsville on Wednesday.
All right, guys. Thank you.